Kendra Kapelke is a poet. She's the director of the Creative Writing and Publishing Arts MFA program at the University of Baltimore. She's also co-editor with Mary Azrael of Passager. And it's so lovely to welcome you to Book Notes, Kendra. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, when you started Passager back in the 1990s.
1990.
You were by no means over 50, and I know that your motto is the older the better. I'm so interested to know about your ethos and what the reason was behind starting this.
I was teaching at the Waxter Center. I was teaching a creative writing class with 80, 90-year-olds, and I had never been in a room full of 80 and 90-year-olds, and it blew my mind. It just blew my mind. I was also teaching at the University of Baltimore a course called the Literary Journal. And I really started to see that a journal could possibly change people's lives and change thinking about aging and about your imagination and your creativity, that it's something that could go throughout your life. I wanted to make that voice inside that room in the Waxter Center public. I wanted to make the passion I felt, the laughter, the depth of feeling. I was 28 years old. And I had never been around that. So that was what got us started.
And when you branched out into an actual book imprint in 2005, why was that something that was an impetus at that time?
Well, it was similar because Jean Connor, she had won our poetry contest at age 86. She had decided with her retirement, she would write poetry. She'd never written it before. She took it very seriously. And we thought, she needs more readers. She's a wonderful poet. And then we thought, I think we better see if she has a book. So it really was through the writer and wanting to give her a wider audience that we went into book publishing.
And the journal is biannual, right?
Yeah. We do a general issue, and that's fiction, poetry, and memoir. And then we have a poetry contest every spring for writers over 50. And we publish the winners in that issue. So it's sort of half poetry and then half, we call it the regular issue.
And for your authors, when you are drawing them in for the imprint, how does that process work? How do you find those?
We solicit them. People more and more are coming to us, but if you've been published in Passager, then if we think we'd like to see more of your work, we write to you and say, send us all your work. We like to see everything. And then we like to shape it into the book.
So what's coming up in the near future for you?
Well, in the very near future, we're publishing a book of poems by 99-year-old Henry Morgenthau, who was the son of Henry Morgenthau Sr., who worked for FDR as Secretary of Treasury. And he just started writing 6 years ago. And I have to tell you, he's so excited about this book, and he said he needed a way to put all these confusing and powerful feelings that are inside of him right now down on paper, and poetry was this way to do that. And so we are just so excited. He's our oldest writer of all, and his book is called A Sunday in Purgatory, which is how he's feeling right now, and it'll be out in August.
Anything that you'd like to know about this wonderful publication is on the web. It's passagerbooks.com. It's been such a pleasure to speak to one of the co-editors, Kendra Kapelke. Thank you so much, and onward and upward with this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.